The 101st Airborne is hosting Vietnam veterans at Fort Campbell this week as part of the division's 75th anniversary. While the unit was born in World War II, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports Vietnam is where the division earned its role in the Army.
Air assault. That's what makes the 101st Airborne unique. Every Army division has helicopters, but the 101st can move everything and everyone by chopper. Commanding General Andrew Pappas says it's a capability born from necessity.
Especially in the depth of Vietnam, where you have very tough ability to maneuver on the ground, even airborne operations through parachute became difficult.
A year into the conflict, Pappas says the Army realized helicopters could drop soldiers in a more precise location. Instead of scattering across a landing zone after jumping from a plane, everyone in a chopper can stay together and hit the ground running. It was a turning point, Pappas says.
In the fight, a pretty demanding fight for the formation, we asked the 101st itself to transform the way in which they fought while in contact.
Since having to learn on the fly during war, the 101st Airborne has become the experts with their own air assault school at Fort Campbell. Fundamentally, not much has changed. Papa says helicopters remain the preferred way to move soldiers and their gear around in places like Afghanistan 50 years later. For National Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.